Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Hey, I'm calling in because we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple of questions.
What kind of survey, sir?
I believe this is mostly political, sir.
Hold on, let me put my earphones on. I'm outside of the hall here. Just a second. Just a second. Just a second. Okay, go ahead, sir. Okay, what kind of survey?
Yes.
Hello?
So, yeah, we're conducting a survey to help us, you know, better understand what is the most important what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of the research. All your answers are, you know, confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. First, then, when thinking about, you know, the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Yeah, I'm very dissatisfied.
You say you're very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. When thinking about the issues that are the most important to you, how important would you say that each of these issues is to you on a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means it's not an important issue to you and 10 means it's a very important issue to you? So the first one is reproductive freedom. From 0 to 10, how important do you think this issue is to you?
Reproductive freedom, I would say 5.
Okay, thank you. Voting rights from 0 to 10?
Say that again now.
Voting rights.
40. What are the numbers you're giving me? I'm not quite understanding.
Oh, no, voting. When you get to vote for president, Congress,
voting.
Whatever. Yes.
Oh, voting. Okay. So, what are the options now?
From a 0 to 10, how important do you think this issue is to you?
Oh, voting. I would say about halfway.
Like a 5?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Let me see. And then healthcare from 0 to 10, how important is that issue to you?
10.
Is it 10?
Yes.
Okay. Student loan from 0 to 10, how important is that to you?
10.
Okay, thank you. Abortion rights.
Abortion rights. I would say that's probably about 4.
Thank you. 4. And then racism and discrimination?
10.
So 10. All right. Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Thank you. Crime and violence?
5.
Thank you. Democracy?
10.
Okay. Immigration?
0.
Thank you. K-12 education?
Okay, say it again.
K-12 education.
I would say that's probably 10. Well, no, I would say about an 8.
All right. And climate change?
Probably another 8.
Another 8. All right. Thank you. jobs and wages?
Probably 10.
Okay, thank you. And then criminal justice reform?
10.
All right, thank you. All right, and as you know, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you may not vote, you may not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
7.
7, thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic?
I'm Jap Italian. No, I'm joking. No, I'm black.
All right, thank you. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote, or like many other people, are you not registered?
I'm not registered yet.
Not registered yet? Ah, okay. Are you thinking to register or not really?
Yes, I will register.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I think of myself as a male. Fuck that other shit. That other shit can kiss my ass. And I hope they don't forget my damn crack. It's my fucking ass.
And that's
LGBT shit. Excuse me, go ahead.
No worries, no worries. And what is the year of your birth?
I used to ride my dinosaur to school every day, so I was born 1937.
You were cruising around with the Flintstones.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And I was born when motherfucker better not walk up and talk about I'm gay. You gay? Well, you shouldn't get an ass whooping, man.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's plus subsidiary degrees. I have a master's, then I have a bachelor's, and I have an associate degree in architectural drafting. Then I have a radio TV certificate.
Oh, okay. So, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change in your issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
I would say probably a 5.
A 5?
Yeah.
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter to you the most, to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Currently about a 2.
Like a 2. All right, thank you. And
they won't give us no goddamn loans and look us dead in the face. We'll finance your damn car. You want to buy a car? You want to get a business loan? Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. And they're so blatant, they don't even give a shit that we see what they're doing. But anyway, that's another argument.
All right. Yeah, it's true, man. Loans are getting more difficult nowadays. Please rate the feeling towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you feel you do not feel particularly warm or cold. if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So we'll reach you some names or some organizations and let me know from 0 to 10 how favorable you are towards these people. If you never heard of them, let us know. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Fuck that bitch. Kiss my ass.
So it's from 0 to 10.
Kiss my ass, bitch. And fuck your way into the Hall of Fame. Okay, I'm sorry. Kamala Harris, 0.
Okay. And then next one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I like his philosophy, but they're not gonna give him no place, so I don't know what kind of influence he got. Don't leave the side on him, so I get what you say the numbers are from what to what?
From a 0 to 10.
I would say about a 3.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump.
I would give Donald Trump a 10 if they don't kill him.
All right. Joe Biden.
I'll fuck him up some other kind of way.
And with Joe Biden from a 0 to 10?
0.
0. All right. And the next one is the Democratic Party from a 0 to 10?
0.
All right. And the Republican Party from a 0 to 10?
I would say about a 7.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The first one is Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or do not plan to vote?
Undecided.
All right, thank you. If you have to choose, for whom would you vote? If you had an option like Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein.
If I had to choose, right now, I better leave that. Just tell you the truth. I'm going to be honest on this because I don't know if they fuck with you on these surveys too. If he ain't with us, we fuck him up. So I'm going to say I would. Of all the options, if they keep him alive, I'd vote for Trump.
Oh, okay. For Trump. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate?
A Republican candidate.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? You had Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins.
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Much worse. Thank you. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, will you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote. If it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote.
I think we got a lot of dumb bitches out here. And dumb bastards, so most of them probably, I would say about half would vote Democratic.
Okay. progress. So half and half. All right, thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress. Progress you thought could have happened now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to be to see in your country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. And 0 means that you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So basically on this one is you have to let, I will read you some names or some associations, and you can let me know if you believe that person or...
Hold on just a minute.
Uh-huh.
This ambulance calls. Okay. Hate to ask you, but run that question by me again.
Oh yeah. So I will read you some names and events, and you can let me know if you believe that person prevented a progress. Let me know. That will be like a 10. And if you believe that person did not prevent any progress in the country, that will be like a 0. So it's a little bit backwards. So.
Okay.
So the Republican in Georgia General Assembly, from 0 to 10, number 10 means that they prevented the country to progress, and the 0 means that they did not prevent the country to progress.
Can I say I don't know? Is that an acceptable answer?
Yeah, that would be like a 5.
Okay, all right.
And then next one is Donald Trump.
I would say probably a 7.
A 7, okay. Then the Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Probably a 5.
Okay. And then Governor Kemp.
I would say maybe a 4.
Okay. The Supreme Court.
I'm almost tempted to say I don't know. I really don't have any hard data on the Supreme Court.
Oh, okay. So it'd be like a 5 if you don't know.
I guess so. I mean, they don't know what a damn woman is, so.
President Biden?
0.
Okay. So basically 0 means that you believe that person did not prevent for the country to progress.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, he ain't never done nothing but put black men like Kamala, put black men in jail, and always been a staunch segregationist. I don't know why we fell for his bullshit in the first place. I mean, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Just took black folks for granted, you know, and did the same thing they always did. Point over there, look at how bad them Republicans, do you see how bad they are? And told us not to look at them, but look over there, get mad at the Republicans. So that was the game, but at least by now, some are waking up, you know, some of us. Give all the immigrants, you know, $5,000 and a place to stay and citizenship. Tell niggas, get the fuck out of here. But anyway, go ahead with your survey, man.
All right, no worry. And then the next one would be white supremacist.
What do I think? Did they stop the progress or help the progress?
For the country,
question, well,
yeah, like a 10, you certainly, they prevented progress in the country, and a 0, it means that they did not prevent any progress in the country.
I think it would be a 10 for them preventing progress.
Okay, thank you, sir. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or concerning these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means you are not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. So these are statements that have obstructed the progress in Black communities. So the same thing now, this one is from 0 to 10. From 0, it means that this statement would not motivate you to vote at all. And a 10, it means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. So the first statement reads, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act Progress, Pregnant Workers Attorney General Chris Carr used a suit to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. From regarding this statement, from 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote?
I'm trying to understand that. You say that incident, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not familiar with it, so I would just say maybe what you say, if you don't have an opinion, but a 5.
That is correct. A 5, okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. Next statement is, we have made strides towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this for you to vote?
I'm trying to understand that one, too. Standing together is what you're asking?
That is correct. So this is like a Black Black community. They make that statement that we may strive together, building Black power together. While there's still significant work ahead, it's crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
Okay, I would say a 10 on that.
All right, thank you. Next statement is, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural communities up to $30 a month in internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 monthly. So that will be on the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act. Based on this statement, how strongly will it motivate you to vote?
How much a month?
Basically, people are saving $30 a month on internet bills.
Maybe about a 4. Sounds like about a 4. I don't know what $30 a month going to do.
Oh, okay, thank you. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence programs offer 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
What is it? What's it going? I'm not clear. What is that program?
The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program basically this one, they offer 3 to 5 years of housing aid to those aging out of foster care. So basically foster houses, basically instead of increasing 3 to 5 years more to orphan children when they turn 18, basically they could request 500 vouchers, but they only requested 8.
So the vouchers would give them how much? I'm trying to understand.
From 3 to 5 more years to stay in a foster care home. So when they turn 18, basically they cannot continue keeping, kids that are orphans. So they have to go on their own. But some of them, I guess, they cannot make it on their own. So when they pass that bill, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program, the person in charge right there, they did not request those 500 vouchers. They only requested 8.
I just simply do not understand that one. So I'm going to pass on that, yeah.
All right, thank you. Next one, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act, the 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid. Nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision to not expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. From a 0 to 10, how strongly are you motivated to vote?
He voted not to extend it.
That is correct.
Oh, I would say that's a terrible thing. So, I don't know what's the numbers I can vote, 0 to 10?
That is correct.
Well, I'm going to say 10 on that, bad. I'm just trying to say it's the worst thing. So, the worst of the options, I would say a 10.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. So thank you for your response so far. I'm now going to ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in the election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you.
4.
Right. Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Probably a 2.
A 2. All right. Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
I would say a 10.
All right, thank you. All right. Thinking back to the 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much?
Worse.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as a 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
1, definitely hetero.
All right, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widower?
Divorced.
Divorced. Let me see. Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Let me ask you, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
Republican.
How will you describe your employment status? Is it full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Retired.
Retired. All right, thank you. The last year in the, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I can't answer that.
You can just give any numbers, sir. I just have to type in.
I mean, everything a black man say, they use it against him. That's been my experience in America. You can't give them no income information. They use it to fuck you up.
Oh, you can just think about any numbers then, like an estimate.
Say what now?
You can use any numbers, sir.
No, I'm not putting out no numbers. I'm just retired. That's all I'm gonna say. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Remember that everything is confidential. Nothing is shared. The only thing we take is the answer.
Yeah, right. I know.
To those questions.
But still, I ain't giving out shit on that. White folks, they never told me the truth. The damn thing they told me was a damn lie. Well, you dumb enough to answer that, well, fuck you. Why would they ask questions if they don't mean nothing to them? I just say this much, I ain't got no damn money. They call you up and tell you, oh, good news. We'll bury your ass. Oh, really? Oh, I'm celebrating that shit. Y'all gonna bury my ass. You got some goddamn good news for me, only if I'm dead. Yeah, I ain't got no respect for black folks' intelligence. None whatsoever. And all these damn years, they've been tricking us. Especially them demon crats.
Hold on.
Hold on. Yeah, I remember when I was in St. Louis, I was, I had some black folks who was going to start a business, just simply a hotel business, and all of them were currently working at a hotel, all right, and all of them had experience in the hotel business, and went to the bank to get the money, and wanted to know what the experience was. Experience everybody was good. Then we had the guy who was going to be a manager. He was already a manager at a hotel. Nah, we can't give you no money. Oh, okay, all right. And then the Hispanic boy told me, oh, they didn't give you no money? Told me, my girl at the bank always takes care of me. I said, oh, really? Yep. You got enough damn nerve to ask for some money. You know we ain't giving your black ass no money. And I found that to be true, and I'm damn near in the grave. And ever since that time, the same thing. They don't give you shit but a trick. Now, is that going to change in my lifetime? I don't know. It might. But so far, I ain't seen no damn change. They want you to work, take care of them, and before you know it, they got a hook in your ass. Fuck you up. They get a chance. So, it's been this, unless you marry a white woman, if you marry a white woman and you die, she get all the what she accumulates. So it's the same damn thing. They got the hook in the black man's ass. Every time he moved, they got a hook in his ass. And then what they did with the 60s and 70s, they, when the black man started talking about black power and let's get together, all of a sudden, they fired all the black men and hired all the black women. And so, yeah, they fired all the black men who had regular jobs. So up until, I get 68, somewhere in there, most of the jobs in the black community were held by black men. Well, they said, oh, fuck no, black folk on my black power. We going to hire black women now. Fire his black ass. So where's the black man after the 60s, late 60s? Unemployed, self-employed, in jail, on the corner, selling drugs, and then working for $2 a day at the prison system. The prison system owned by the private prison system, owned by the prison system. By the, I mean the rap industry, right? The rap industry is owned by the private prison system. And then to come away with that, what they did with that, so you don't think about it, they made all these damn movies. Woman Thou Art, Woman Thou Art, what, Free? Diary of a Mad Black Woman. What's love got to do with it? I can be bad all by myself. Precious. Diary of a Mad Black Woman. All these movies. And all of them got one theme. They celebrate one thing in all these movies. You look at them. Low down dirty black man. Or stupid black man. That's the theme of all of them. Low down uncouth, dirty, drug infested black man. And most of these damn movies are financed by the FBI. And the so-called Jews. Hollywood's owned by the Jews. So they want to know if you are... if you support LGBTQ. Do I look like a damn fool to you? Do I support LGBTQ? The problem is, you see, what most people don't want to recognize is that I think it's 565,000. Now, they, the Jews ain't about, I'm trying to think, they ain't about, I think it's 16 or 17%. In Hollywood, 60, but that number is 565,000, which is 75% of all the damn Jews. They're LGBTQ. That's what they are. LGBTQ. That's what the Jews are. And that's another story. Anyway, I'm going to shut my mouth. And then they want to come out and call me in past the minute.
No worries, sir. So, thank you for your help, Dan. Jam juice. Just completed.
Yes, sir. Jam juice will fuck anything. They fuck their mama. Anyway. Okay, my brother.
All right, take care, sir. Thank you. Thank you once again for taking your time and answering those questions. Take care.